time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Congratulations, Indiana. You've made the show. This is a flashback.
Oh, wow.
He's ignored. Action is his reward to him.
All right, Spider-Man, yeah. Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without dressing as Spider-Man to commit a crime, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
Listen, Norman, he's 37, out of Indiana. He just put on a Spider-Man mask to rob a storage facility there in Indiana. If you're going to throw Spider-Man under the bus,
yeah,
I'm going to need you to commit and not just ride in on a moped wearing a Spider-Man mask.
Well, maybe his web slinger was on the fritz.
I'm going to need you to swing in.
Yeah.
And fully commit with the Spider-Man bodysuit.
But also fully commit to the spoiling crime? Foiling crime.
As opposed to committing crime?
Committing crime. Yeah.
We're not sure what he necessarily got away with. The whole thing was caught on security cameras. He was arrested. Sorry, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh, and now they know his true identity.
I know.
Dang
and
it.
I would have gotten away with it, too.
Oh, man.
It's like, wait a minute. You're not Peter Parker. You're Norman.
Yeah, Norman.
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 That's frowned upon, Norman. That's not how we use superhero masks.
No. So again, setting the bar. If you're going to commit a crime, at least commit to the outfit.
No, that's not the lesson we walk away with. Don't commit a crime.
Sure.
If you're going to put on a Spider-Man mask, you need to prevent crimes.
Yes. You need to do it justice.
Serving justice in the community.
Yeah.
So, but also just probably let the police do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is your setting the bar story. Congrats, Indiana. You've made the show on 99.7 DJX.